Lance Armstrong is celebrating his third consecutive victory in the Tour de France. He's the only American ever to win three straight titles. At the same time, allegations of doping continue to plague cycling's premier event. Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
France takes doping seriously. The National Assembly passed a law in 1999 which declared it a public health problem, as well as a threat to sports ethics. Even Lance Armstrong, who's built a Mr. Clean image, had to deal with the issue on this year's Tour de France. A newspaper article linked him to an Italian doctor going on trial for doping. Armstrong said he himself did nothing wrong and stood by the doctor. But journalists pounced on the link to allege that the American champion had a skeleton in his closet. Armstrong told them the only drug he was on was the adrenaline of fighting off controversy.
Little sagas and little controversies that come along. You know what? I even like that. A little heated press conference on the rest day is probably just what I needed, because I need a little competition in my life, even on the rest days.
For lesser riders, the competition was tougher, and the temptation of real doping apparently greater. Michel Boyon is the head of France's Council on Fighting Drugs. He says the multiple urine and blood tests done on the tour showed a curious pattern this year.
The test results of the first few days were pretty good, but when the riders got closer and closer to the mountains, the most painful stages in the races, we saw more and more traces of steroids and asthma medicine. And it was a real disappointment.
The drugs were prescription and so allowed by race rules, but Boyon says the way they were used to boost performance amounts to doping. So he concludes it's hard to design proper rules about drugs in sports. On this year's tour, one cyclist had to drop out after a wasp sting on his eyelid blocked his vision. The required treatment would have disqualified him. But whatever the difficulties, Boyon defends the need for strict rules, and the council he heads can ban athletes who cheat from competing, in cooperation with sporting federations, which the council can overrule. So it's pretty hard for cheaters to slip through the cracks. High-level athletes get four full medical examinations every year, and any doctor who finds banned substances in an athlete's body is required to suspend them from competition. But some fans think there's no big deal. Guy Villeneuve was waiting for racers to cross the finish line at the end of the second-to-last stage in this year's Tour de France.
You know, people are really tired of hearing the media talk about doping. The racers probably take drugs. But you can't turn a donkey into a racehorse, after all. There's no point in exaggerating the problem.
Boyon says that kind of view, widespread in France, is dangerous. He says much of the public only cares about doping when it affects someone in their family, and he warns that the publicity given to anti-doping cases may perversely increase drug taking.
When young people listen to the radio or watch TV, they often hear about doping in reference to major sports figures, people they admire, who are their models. And we know that unfortunately they say to themselves, they'll have to take drugs too to get where their heroes are.
Boyon says he's encouraged that what's happened in France appears to be happening on the international scene. A World Anti-Doping Agency was set up in 1999, partly as a result of the Tour de France doping scandal the year before. It too joins governments and sporting bodies together in fighting against doping. But Boyon says there's still a long way to go. Of the 199 countries in the International Olympic Committee, he says only 22 have anti-doping laws. For NPR News, this is Nick Spicer in Paris.